This week on the Canadian Tech Podcast, will Canadians discover Star Trek? Google hopes you like Oreo, there's a job opening at Twitter Canada, and Derek has become a prepper. That's all next and more on the Canadian Tech Podcast. The Canadian Tech Podcast is sponsored by Olio Digital Labs. Olio are the planners, designers, and developers of the apps used by some of Canada's biggest brands. Find out what Olio can do for you at oliodigitallabs.com. And we're also sponsored by CodeShip, continuous integration and delivery software that lets you ship your apps with confidence. Both CodeShip Basic and CodeShip Pro come with a free plan that grants 100 builds per month, unlimited projects, and unlimited users. Visit CodeShip.com today to find out which CodeShip product is right for you.
Welcome to the Canadian Tech Podcast, episode 129 for Sunday, August the 28th, 2017, sponsored by Olio Digital Labs and CodeShip. My name is Stuart Clark.
And my name is Derek Silva.
Well, Derek, we're back. And as I've said pre-show, this week and next are probably the quietest 2 weeks in tech other than Christmas.
Yeah. And I mean, it sucks, but it is expected, at least for us it is.
Yep. So. Yeah. Exactly. So that's fine. We still managed to dig up some stories from the vast recesses of the interwebs. So we're just going to get right on with it, starting with our quick hits.
So if you are Canadian, which you most likely are, and you have Crave TV, chances are you don't. You'll be one of the few lucky people who will be able to watch Star Trek Discovery starting on September 25th at 8 p.m., just one day after Star Trek Discovery makes its Canadian TV debut on both CTV and Space Network, which, of course, are both owned by Bell Media. Subsequent episodes will be available to stream every Monday at 8 p.m. I'm getting really close to wanting Crave TV, but I still need a Roku app.
Well, exactly. And the whole thing is with this is that the fact they're waiting a day, most of the geeks will have it downloaded via the torrents the night before.
I'd wait. I can wait. I've got other things going on. But yeah. I hear you.
Okay, one aside to this. I haven't really been following this because ever since J.J. Abrams took over the franchise and it's become Star Trek, The Quest for More Lens Flare, I haven't really been watching the franchise, but I shake my head at the amount of rivet counters and the people losing their beep about, on how this looks. And they haven't even seen it yet. Like, people,
of course.
I hate, in the words of William Shatner, it's only a TV show.
What? I thought it was a documentary. Anyway.
Only a TV show. Anyway.
If you have an iPhone, there's something you should know about. A user on Reddit started a thread recently to talk about a new phishing scam that seems to be gaining momentum. Boy Genius Report has received a few emails about it, and so it looks like it's something that's actually going around. Basically, users are they're being sent a text message that warns them that their iPhone ID is set to expire. And in order to, quote, prevent loss of services and apps, end quote, you are urged to click a link where you're asked to enter your login credentials. Of course, you should know there's no such thing as iPhone ID. It has nothing to do with your Touch ID. It has nothing to do with your Apple ID. And, it's clearly a phishing scam. So if you get anything like that, first of all, Apple doesn't text you things like this.
Right.
Second of all, there's no such thing as an iPhone ID, and certainly they're not going to send you to a URL that says that's bit.do/gobbledygook. Mm. It's got scam written all over it, so please don't do that.
Yeah, just remember, kids, if it looks a bit funny, go to the original source and go there yourself. Don't click on the links.
Yeah, go to apple.com, find the account area, and just reset your password there then.
Awesome.
On the other side of the fence, Google unveiled the Android O's official name last, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday.
And dun-da-da-dun, it's Oreo. They're not paying Mondelez for the name. They say pure co-branding partnership, according to them, just like it was with Kit Kat. No money exchanged hands. And they also put up a webpage. I think it's android.com/Oreo or something like that. Android.com. Yep, /Oreo, where you can read all about Android 8.0 and all of the new features. And it looks like it's going to look quite nice on my Google Pixel because I have one. Apparently, boot speed is 2x faster on Google Pixel. Or Android Oreo will minimize background activity a lot more to help your battery last longer. So it's a very Apple-like thing. Autofill is better for apps, so you can you don't have to remember your password for things like Twitter and stuff like that. Picture-in-picture mode, which I appreciate on my iPad, so that'll be nice to have on my Google Pixel. And a whole bunch of other things. So you can head there. Oh, can of course. Super important. Android's emoji have been completely overhauled. Hallelujah.
That's what half the user base is waiting for.
Yes, realistically. Yeah.
Well, I just hope Android did put, as you know, maybe there's no financial thing, but I hope some product ended up going over from Oreo to the team at Android, because you know, just like in KitKat, you know, if you're gonna partner with it, you got to have some of the product.
And some free phones went over to Oreo and Mondelez.
Perfectly fair deal.
Maybe one really interesting thing is that there's better printing support now for an Android, which was already pretty good, but they've made it compatible with all Mopria certified printers, which apparently makes up 97% of printers sold worldwide. I had no idea what Mopria even was, or Mopria. But yeah, so that's interesting.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Twitter, if you want to be the managing director of Twitter Canada, guess what? Good news. They're looking for a new one.
I got to put my resume in.
Rory Capern has left, and they're already looking for a new managing director. The job posting will be live in the next couple weeks, and so if you think you got what it takes, have at her.
There you go. I wonder if I can work from home.
Last but not least,
odd trip to Toronto.
Unlikely, but considering the salary you'll get, you could probably afford a place in Toronto.
Yeah, probably.
We'll miss you. Okay. A Canadian engineering student has developed a 3D printed bone for safer surgery. Right now, if you're in for bone replacement surgery, your doctors will take a graft from elsewhere and transplant it. But the student at UBC's Okanagan campus has demonstrated the use of patient-specific bone printing. And so right now, you take bone from another place in the body, which means another surgery and, of course, risk of infection, according to Hossein Montazarian. Of course, I had no problem with Montazarian, but Capern really messed me up.
Makes sense.
Instead, a 3D printed bone involves the use of a texture that mimics natural bone structure. So it means it's porous enough for bone cells to grow around it. Which ultimately creates a hybrid bone in your body that's part artificial and part natural. And if this works, I guess, on scale, then obviously this could help a bunch of people with things like bone cancer, osteoporosis, maybe even some really badly broken bones, that sort of thing. So good on Hossein for developing that at school. And that does it for the quick hits.
Okay, so some always cool things. And speaking of another cool company, here's a word from our good friends at Oleo.
Oleo Digital Labs is one of Canada's most accomplished small market agencies, delivering web apps and mobile apps to businesses across Canada. In an era of persistent connectivity and pervasive mobile devices, it has become more important than ever before for businesses to be everywhere their employees and customers are. That's why Olio provides its clients with the peace of mind only a highly skilled and experienced team can provide. A team that is big enough to support your needs, but flexible enough to work to your constraints. With a client list spanning from the Middlesex London Health Unit and Ellison Travel and Tours, all the way up to College Pro and the Home Depot, the team at Olio has proven itself to be the planners, designers, and builders of the web and mobile apps used by some of Canada's largest brands. Find out what Olio can do for you by calling 226-785-0420 or visit oleodigitallabs.com to learn more. That's Olio Digital Labs, code that powers every day.
And we'd like to thank Olio Digital Labs for continuing to support the Canadian Tech Podcast.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to get right down to our other stories here. Let's start off with Walmart's going to be taking on Amazon with a Google partnership for voice-activated shopping. As we know, Walmart used to be known as the 400-pound gorilla in the room. Well, Amazon's taken that over by becoming the 12-ton gorilla in the room. So this is going to be Google's biggest retail partnership. And, you know, we've been hearing more and more about it's Amazon, Google, Amazon versus Walmart. So this doesn't really surprise me here. So basically, Walmart's going to work with Google to offer hundreds of thousands of items from laundry detergent to Legos for voice shopping through Google Assistant. They're looking to launch this in late September. So more and more, you know, people are trying to compete with the Alexa-powered Echo device. Mm-hmm. Derek, is this something that might interest you?
Yes, it is. I've actually been looking at the Google Homes because they're on sale at a few different places for $30 off right now. So it's $150 instead of $180. Mm-hmm. So that has me intrigued. And I don't like going to Walmart, though. So I'd be looking for delivery or like pick up in store, like just go there, mm-hmm. pick up my order, like click and collect type thing. And I'm not certain that's actually available anywhere in Canada at this point.
Well, actually you can actually go to the Walmart website and get something delivered now. You know, they certainly don't say it when this will be in Canada. Because there's some stuff now, they're taking the same, Walmart's taking the same model of other things. They don't have their entire selection now, or SKUs, in store anymore. They have quite a few that you can't get. Like, my wife has a particular type of face cream she gets, and you can't get it in the store, but you can order it online.
Hmm. Interesting. I mean, I'm certainly not opposed to this. You and I know somebody who's been turning to Amazon quite a bit lately, mm-hmm. in order to help streamline their lives, and I totally get that. And I talked to Kathleen about it recently. I'm like, maybe we should just do that. Like, you know, there are a lot of things we could wait 2 days for, mm-hmm. if we had Amazon Prime, and it'll be free shipping all the time and all that other fun stuff. So this is something I have to look at, just because going out and spending, like, man, just today, we went out and spent 5 hours shopping for stuff. Well, shopping and eating. We had a nice lunch out. And it was just like, some of it was niceties, like some home decorating stuff. Some of it was, home organization stuff and things like that. But, like, we've already decided, like, we're not going to the store to buy our kids' clothes for back to school. Tomorrow or Tuesday, we're going to sit down with our oldest and be like, you like this shirt? Do you like that shirt? Okay, great. Ding, 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 ding. Order it. Yep. Ship it here. You've got clothes for the first couple of days of school. That's no issue. But like pants and long sleeve shirts and that sort of stuff, we're just going to order it all online. We know what size you are. And that way it's just done. It just shows up here and we're ready to go.
Exactly. And especially if you're busy these days, and this is where I think both consumers and businesses are finally realizing, particularly if you've got places that are big enough to offer free shipping, you make the return process. You know, there's a lot of things that people are finally realizing that, I don't have to go and get this. And this is why I think you're also seeing, like, Loblaws has their shopping service. You know, you can give them a list of stuff and they'll buy it now. It's not the cheapest because it's not no-frills, but...
No, it's not.
But for those people that are busy enough...
Yeah, and there's also a shopping fee, essentially.
Yeah.
$5 for prime time pickup times, $3 for off-peak pickup times.
But, you know, again, but if you're busy... Yeah, especially if, for example, if you've got a couple of kids and you're between dance lesson and baseball, yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's just nice to be able to, if you can organize that and say, okay, you know, after dance lesson, before we go to baseball, I'm going to pick up the groceries, get those home. It saves you a ton of time.
And you can do the shopping several days in advance. Like, I could go shopping online now, tell them I'm going to pick it up Wednesday at 7 p.m., yep. And it'll be ready somewhere, or like, you know, between 5 and 7 p.m. And they'll have it ready before 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
In most cases.
Yeah, and I think this is why you're starting to see more and more. Like, you know, years ago, yeah, a lot of us wouldn't have even thought about it. But now, as you say, you know, I can afford to wait a few days for things.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something I know exactly what it is. And,
yeah.
You know, this is where you're seeing more and more. Prime, when it came in the States, was very popular, particularly for people out in the boonies, mm-hmm. You know, where they were an hour or two away from a Walmart store. Well, getting Prime and some of the scheduled shipping, if you know you're using paper towels exactly every 5 weeks, you just set it to reorder for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's done, you know, and they bring it to you.
What I was just going to talk about, and I'm just seeing here in the National Post articles, things like, I want specific brands. In some cases, I'm really picky about toilet paper.
That's all right. Well, something
welcome
we
to
be.
Derek's life. So, okay. And this is after, you know, like I've been living away from home since I was 18. So I've been through the cheap stuff, the really expensive stuff, and all the stuff in between, trying to find the toilet paper I like and I like to buy. And I finally settled a few years ago on. Cashmere. And not like the Lux stuff with 3-ply. That's actually worse. I don't like it. So, and therefore for the cost, it's not worth it. So just normal Charmin, 2-ply, quilted, whatever. It works really well. I like it. Great.
The stuff we discover about Derek here on the Canadian Tech Podcast. By the way, if you know, Derek and I are actually drinking, so I'm sure by now half our audience is.
Yeah, they should be. Especially. If not,
they should be.
Go get a beer, hit pause, or go get a beer. So hit pause now, and we'll wait for you to get a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back. Okay, good. So because you hit pause, I didn't actually have to wait.
That's right.
But anyway, so apparently there's going to be personalization of the partnership so that when you say things like milk, bread, cheese, toilet paper, Google Assistant will actually know which brands and the size that you want. So that's
How cool
good.
Is that?
However, How cool is that? That means I need to actually go in and customize that. I'm going to get what I want, so it's
first
time
world
well spent.
Problem.
Yeah, it is absolutely a first world problem. The fact that I need to... The fact that I can and have the need to go online and spend 15 minutes click, 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 click on click and collect and then go pick it up the next day, it's absolutely a first world convenience and problem that I have that I need to solve. So.
You know what I'm just thinking about? The UI, they're going to have to do something where, you know, when you have couples, because I know the type of, let's say, the type of cheese I like. It would be far different than the type of cheese my wife likes.
Right.
And I could see us getting, especially if mine's like the stinky extra old, I can see my wife changing it, you know, that, you know, when I say cheese, it actually orders a head of lettuce.
Or you could say like, or if you're the one saying it, because Google Home has multi-user support now, if you're the one saying it, you know, it's the man's voice or it's Stuart's voice, mm-hmm. it should mm-hmm. order... It should add the old to the system, to the shopping list. And if Alicia says it, oh, that's a different voice. It should add the medium or whatever she wants.
Can I have it said if she tries to order yarn, it orders me model kits? That'd be cool.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Google and Walmart. But anyway.
That could be trouble after the first time. I'm just saying.
It could. Absolutely. So anyway, this is really interesting. Again, I'm not... totally sold on Walmart specifically, but if this came to Loblaws, Loblaws Digital, get on it.
Yeah.
I would absolutely use this, and this is even something I could get the rest of the family to use.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, it'll be interesting. Again, the big players are usually the start, and if they work successfully, the smaller players will have no choice. Okay, let's move on. I blogged about this, actually.
I'm so angry about this.
I know.
Okay, I'm not angry. I'm really disappointed about this.
You're disappointed. I know, because I haven't got popcorn. If you're going to go into a rant,
I'm going to pause, and we're going to get popcorn.
Okay, anyway, backup cloud provider Crash Plan, they've announced they're going to be sunsetting their home service. So basically, as of right now, you can't renew your subscription. And they're also adding 60 days of free service for people that already have one. So because of that, it's going to officially shut down next October 2018. Yeah. Now, part of the home service includes, and a lot of people, I used to use this, it was really cool. You could not only back up to the cloud, but you could also back up to a buddy's computer. So if you and I wanted to back up each other's computer, so we have that, you know, offsite capability, we could do that.
Yeah.
Well, now that's also not going to be available anymore. So they're offering, they're suggesting people go to their business service, which is about double the price, or they go to Carbonite. And there's other services out there. You know, it's interesting from a marketing perspective, how many of the services very quickly, you know, added something to their homepage saying, hey,
sure did.
Also, I looked at all the major providers, and within 24 hours, they'd all done that. So. Yeah. I blogged about this at sclarkconsulting.ca. There's the shameless plug. And I know you were a big user of CrashPlan because you had some Linux stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I started using CrashPlan in the first place, was because my local destination, so when I was running a Windows desktop or a laptop, my local destination has always been a Linux computer. Whether it was an old piece of crap that I put Linux on, or now my daily driver, whenever I use it, it's not my daily driver really. My daily driver is my MacBook from Olio, but right. My home computer is running Ubuntu Linux 16.04, I think. No, 17.04. So not the LTS, 17.04, and I really like it, and it works great. So, and now I got an additional email about my backup, because I haven't actually done like a full backup in a couple of years because I've been in between operating systems and I haven't really needed to. And so just earlier today, I reinstalled the CrashPlan Linux client so I could download everything to my desktop. And now I'm on the hunt for a replacement. So my top contender right now is a company called pCloud, which is based in Switzerland, and very affordable, comparable to CrashPlan's, you know, $74 US per year. And so I'm looking at them, and then iDrive.com is also good by all accounts. Their Linux client seems to be a little... not lacking, but a little odd. It's really built for enterprise. It's like, oh, we'll give you a bunch of scripts. Okay, like scripts are great. There is a graphical interface available, but it's for the data center edition, data center if you prefer. I don't need the data center edition, so I don't exactly know which account now, I would need. Oh, it looks like the personal does have the... Hang on. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze.
That's all right. Well, let me ask you, with these, are you worried about, you know, because obviously the reason CrashPlan decided to do this, making money, it's got to be a financial thing. Are you worried about some of these other players?
Not iDrive. They've been doing this a really long time. pCloud is newer to me, and so I'm not entirely sure whether, you know, they'll stay in the game. But I figure if I'm paying, they should keep giving me service. And they've got a really different way of doing things, though. Like, they have, they've got premium, and then they've got business.
Right.
So I guess that's similar. But I don't know. I'm going to try pCloud for a little bit. I'm going to upload a few things, see how that goes. iDrive, I know for a fact, would be fine. But pCloud offers crypto where you actually set the the key, like CrashPlan did. I set the encryption key. But unfortunately, that costs an extra $4.99 a month.
Right.
So, yeah, I might actually stick with iDrive, thinking about it now.
I know myself, I moved to Backblaze. Yeah. I moved to them a while ago. I like them. They give you a lot of the options, again, minus the Linux issue you're having.
Right.
But no, I'm pretty good. I've also set up an affiliate link if you want to, support things. We should, at some point we're going to put some... here on the Canadian Tech Podcast, we should set up a stuff we like.
Yeah, we should. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So we'll add that one as well. I've got it at sclarkconsulting.ca as well. I'm very happy with CrashPlan. I hadn't installed it on this machine, so it's doing its initial upload, and it's actually quite good because you can set the performance, the throttling. So if you want to let it go full nuts,
right,
in overnight. Now, one thing I recommend now with these cloud services, go with an ISP that offers an unlimited plan. It's going to kill you.
Yeah, definitely. Or at least unlimited during certain hours.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I'm uploading, I've got about 800 gig that's going up apparently, and they don't back up everything. It's data. So that gives you an idea. All right, we're moving on to our next story. Samsung Note 8, it's available for pre-order. I hear there's some goodies with it. I wonder... sure.
Sorry, you cut out there. What was that?
I wonder if one of the goodies on pre-order includes a fire extinguisher. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So customers who do pre-order the Galaxy Note 8 between now and September 14th will get a free 128-gigabyte microSD card. That's substantial.
That's cool.
A Samsung wireless charger convertible. Is that a car?
One would wonder.
What is a Samsung wireless charger convertible? Oh, it's one of those flat, or it's the wireless charger base station. Jesus, it's not a convertible, guys. Come on.
Well, they're trying to, they got a big road to climb.
Yes, yeah. I think the only real downside to this phone is that unlocked off contract, it's $1,299.
I can buy like a MacBook for that.
Yeah. For real.
For real. And it won't catch fire.
I could buy 6 Chromebooks for that price.
Wow.
Maybe more. But yeah, 6.
I know.
Let's say 6.
It's like, an expensive phone. it's big bucks.
It is. Now, it does have a widespread Snapdragon 835 processor, 6 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of internal storage, a 6.3-inch display at 1440 by 2960 with an 83% screen-to-body ratio, and Mobile Syrup has an extensive hands-on if you want to read all about it. Basically, yeah. It is what the register would call a fondle slab.
Yeah.
And it looks quite nice, but my hands are too small for this thing. I can't.
Yep.
Even if I wanted one, it's way too big for me.
Well, that's what she said. Anyway.
This is what happens when Derek and Stuart drink beer before the show.
This is what happens when we drink. But you know what? For some people, they're going to like it. But yeah, they're going to have to make sure this thing is like perfect out of the gate with no issues, because... with the problems they had, with the Note 7 catching fire and stuff like that, they're really...
Not catching fire, smoldering.
Smoldering. Well, okay, but then eventually smolders, creates a fire. You know what? If my phone smolders and I put it in the fireplace, where I've got kindling and everything, eventually there'll be a fire. Just saying.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they've got to really, hold this is a hit and all that, and... again, you're the Android guy. I'm not, but you know, it's a specs look. Specs look looks pretty
nice. Specs look great. Just as good as the Essential phone for the most part.
Hey, and I'm surprised you didn't mention this. It still has an earphone jack, headphone jack.
I didn't even see that.
I did.
I don't really care. It's not something I'm really. I'm into. I'm trying to keep my Google Pixel until my contract with Bell is done so that I can finally go to a service that does not lock me into a contract. So I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be happy even though my Bluetooth is not great. But otherwise, it's a great phone. So
mm-hmm. It's got the stylus still.
Oh, no, I'm talking about my phone.
Oh, no, but I'm saying the Note 8.
Yeah, the Note 8 definitely has a stylus, of course. I had a Galaxy Note 2. I remember it well. It was a nice phone.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll have to see if anyone we know gets one. If anyone is planning to get one and you get a chance to send us some feedback.
Please let us know, yeah.
Contact at canadiantechpodcast.ca. We'd love to hear what's going on.
Or Twitter or Facebook.
Or Twitter or Facebook. It's always good. Or if you see us on the street, just stop us and say, hey. You know, I listen to the show. We always like hearing that. Okay, let's move on from... Speaking of slow smoldering, this worked out well. It did.
Minus the smoldering part, yes.
Yeah. Western University grad has top Kickstarter with an app-operated slow cooker. Now, this is more than a slow cooker. This is... I can never pronounce it, but it's...
Sous vide.
Sous vide, French for under vacuum. It's a heating device that slow cooks food contained in a vacuum sealed plastic bag in a vessel of water kept at a precise temperature. So this is a Western University grad, Rainer Mendez. He's co-founded a company, and he's raised about $214,000 on Kickstarter. So he says it's an easy, accessible way for the average person to make a great meal without sacrificing a lot of time or having a lot of experience. It kind of reminds me of these boil in a bag things from years ago, but this one doesn't necessarily boil. Apparently, it's been used by restaurants for decades because it leaves food moist and evenly cooked. It's about $200, and it can be controlled through a smartphone app. And you know, hey, some of the pictures there looks pretty good. It's like a steak there, and you know,
what's really impressive is that they were only looking for $35,000 on the Kickstarter campaign. They ended up with over $214,000.
From
over 1,360 backers. That's the top active Kickstarter campaign in the country. Good for them. Yeah. And, so this is the Nice Wave sous vide app with, I'm guessing, with device, because that's why it's under $200 and not cheaper.
I think so.
And the device looks nice enough. Power button, up,
sense.
Down, nice display. And, so is it, I guess it's not active anymore.
Here. Yeah, and they're gonna plan to develop
3 days to go.
Packs. Yeah, so there you go.
So they're actually over $270,000 now.
Oh, there you go. They're also going to develop ready to eat meal packs, ready made. Because I think that's a good idea. Because I think for some people, you know, it's a convenience thing too. And if you have to pre-prep your stuff all the time, that may turn some people off. So I think that's a good idea. It gives good options for both. So. Yeah, good for them. I think that's going to be great.
I just want to let you know they did hit a couple of stretch goals here. So the latest is a custom designed free sealed cooking container that holds 7 liters. That's that's been unlocked. Before that, they also hit Amazon Alexa voice control integration. As a goal, and silicone sleeves. So that's neat.
Cool.
Good for them. That's awesome.
For them. All right. Our last story is another new gadget. It's called Front Row. It's a camera necklace that live streams and edits videos. So they've released a where you want to try this one?
Sure. Ubiquiti Labs have released a wearable camera in the form of a necklace. The necklace is called Front Row. It fits around your neck. It looks like a pendant. It has a 2-inch circular touchscreen. There's actually two cameras, one on the back that uses an 8-megapixel sensor, and the one on the front has a 5-megapixel sensor. It's capable of shooting 1080p video. It only weighs 55 grams. It will let you live stream for up to 2 hours. And Yeah, so you can look at the main interface whenever you need to. That'll give you quick access to the menu to take a photo or start your live streaming and that sort of thing. There's a media button, power button, accessory connector, a speaker as well. It's retailing for $400. I don't know if that's U.S. or Canadian.
Yeah, I think this is, as the story says here from Tech Vibes, is definitely a niche market, but YouTube vloggers and live streamers could use this, and that's a huge area. I know YouTube and Twitch, some streamers, they mentioned here 30,000 simultaneous viewers. But those people, they have to either hold their phone for hours at a time or have someone else taping them. So taping them, there's old school, videoing them. So yeah, this could be, this could be something.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. Yeah. You mentioned a potential use case
earlier. Yeah, but that would probably kill our PG rating.
Okay, the adult video industry.
The adult video industry is an obvious one. They tend to lead a lot of that. Most people don't realize that, but a lot of the tech is the adult video industry tends to lead the way with a lot of
VHS and DVDs.
That's why VHS went and Beta didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah.
Porno All right. killed the Beta tape star.
Don't say. Okay.
Anyway, this looks really neat, and it looks a lot better than the Memento camera of a couple of years ago, because you can actually control this one in a way or a Moment, something like that. It almost looks like it's running Android Wear. It's probably not, but it does look very similar to Android Wear the picture there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to that is all our story. We're getting stuff we like. We're going to talk about another amazing that helps us out here on the podcast.
CodeShip is a SaaS-delivered CI and delivery solution that lets you ship your apps with confidence. You can choose between CodeShip Basic or CodeShip Pro. Basic is a simple testing and deployment service with pre-installed continuous integration dependencies that works out of the box, making the average setup time less than 3 minutes. Or try CodeShip Pro. CodeShip Pro is a fully customizable CI and delivery service with native Docker support, and it is much easier to use than Jenkins. It makes it easy to test and deploy your microservices. You can push to any registry. It's also perfect if you want to deploy with Kubernetes, and it comes with a convenient local command line tool that allows you to run your builds locally, help encrypt your environment variables, and guarantees 100% parity between your development and production environments. Both CodeShip Basic and Pro come with a free plan that grants 100 builds per month, unlimited projects, and unlimited users. And of course, open source projects are always free on CodeShip. So visit CodeShip.com today or check out CodeShip.com/features to find out which CodeShip product is the best fit for you.
And we'd like to thank CodeShip for their ongoing support of the Canadian Tech Podcast. Okay, under stuff we like. I've been kind of playing around again with my productivity systems. And one thing I've been looking for is I use Evernote and I also use Workflow. And I've been looking for a good integration between that and the calendar. Because one of the secrets to good productivity is sometimes if there's something you have to get done, make an appointment with yourself in your calendar.
Right.
So I've been playing around with some different things, and I found this one. It's from a company called Chronofy.com, and they do they're basically in the business of doing API with email integration. So they have this free one, which basically allows you, if you use Google Calendar, you can basically from Evernote open the calendar, and you basically select what you want, hit a Google Chrome extension. And it automatically opens Google Calendar and puts the appointment details in. You just maybe have to plug in the time and it's done. So it definitely, it reduces what I used to have to do with 7 or 8 clicks down to 2 clicks. So I just finding that one useful. I've been playing with that a few days and it's working quite well. So hopefully it will help on my productivity side. What do you have this week, sir?
I have a website called Stealth Angel Survival, which specializes in selling everyday carry and just a whole bunch of survival type stuff. Bags, cases, coolers, flashlights, tactical flashlights, headlamps, fishing rods, binoculars, rangefinders, sleeping bags, tents, multi-tool kits, water bottles, etc. So what you may not know is I've become a very amateur prepper lately, and so I got one of their it wasn't a survival kit, it was like a multi-tool kit that comes with a ferrocerium thing, which is basically like a it's like a really high powered flint to actually like you can strike it against anything and sparks come off at like 3000 degrees and can start a fire for you. And there's a flashlight in there and a compass and a few other things. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. Then I went a little crazy and bought and placed an order, which they still have to fulfill. I'm not too impressed about it. But a waterproof rucksack, like a shoulder sling backpack, a 24-inch mini hand or pocket wire saw. So, like, you pull this thing out. It's like a little wire. You can literally chop down a tree with it. Some paracord, things like that. I've got a bunch of stuff I bought at TSC a little while ago.
Have you ordered the bunker yet? Have you ordered the bunker yet?
No, I haven't ordered the bunker yet, but I've definitely considered how to build one. I'm going to need a building permit, though, which kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, having a secret bunker. So
I think you may know people who can take care of that for you.
Yeah, I'll call Ernie tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. You know a guy. He knows a guy, folks.
Yeah. Well, he'd be the head of bylaw enforcement and building inspection, so I'd have to call him. But yeah, they've got shovels, stoves, solar battery chargers. Like, you name it, these guys have got it. For anything that you would need to survive off the land, you know, for any period of time. And even some, like, emergency kits, so like four-person kit with a bunch of food and
well, you know, the best thing of all, like, they also have one for pets, like a cat one and a dog one, because a lot of times a natural disaster.
Screw the pets.
Hey,
you know what,
your own kids, we got our furry kids, you tell that to my wife, good luck with that.
Listen, if North Korea manages to strap a nuke onto an ICBM and launch it near London, the last thing on my mind is anybody's dog, unless it's edible, okay? So,
well, no, they're not going to target London. They're going to target Kilworth.
You know, yeah, of course. So, I'm sorry, but your cats and dogs are the least of my concerns in this sort of situation.
Derek's email's at.
I'm a very practical person in this regard. Cats and dogs are not part of my exit plan.
All right. No, this is actually a very cool site. I'm just looking through it, and I'm impressed. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for an order, but so far it's pretty good.
All right, moving on to the what are we up to lately? Well, as for me, I'm still on the job hunt. This is probably one of the worst times of the year to also look for a job in addition to tech news. Job hunting is just, there's a lot of competition out there. The other thing I'm doing is I'm creating some content for Esquire Consulting, because I'm going to relaunch that at least part-time while I'm looking for other things. I'm going to be working with the good folks at TechDoze again, probably part-time here and there on the odd thing. So
cool.
You might see me doing that. TechDoze, a great company if you need that sort of service. We love them as well. And most importantly, I finally cleaned out the storage unit today.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Now, the basement now looks like a storage unit, but that's, you know, hey, I'll do it.
But you're not paying for eventually. A storage unit, so that's
yeah, great. I know. I'm paying mentally. That's how I say it. No, we're actually making good progress, slowly but surely. So, yeah, doing that, some library board stuff. Again, it's kind of the quiet time of year anyway. With stuff like that, we'll start picking up again in the next couple of weeks. How about you, sir? You, as usual, were a lot busier than us.
I just spent a few days in Sudbury visiting some of Kathleen's family, so that was fun. Hit the hotel pool a couple times. That was good. What was that?
That was me accidentally hitting the mic boom with my glass. My apologies.
Boom. Anyway.
Or it was thunder. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Bong is more what it sounded like.
Okay.
I was looking through Best Buy's flyer because I got a notification. I'm on my second beer, sorry. I got a notification.
And on an empty stomach.
On an empty stomach. Perfect combination. Yeah. I was looking through the Flip app because I got a notification that there was like $30 off headphones and this, that, and the other thing in the Best Buy flyer. So I went, oh, why not? I'll look through the Best Buy flyer. Lo and behold, I'm looking through and I see like almost every Chromebook they sell, or at least a bunch of them, are on sale. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I saw that the Asus C201 11.6-inch Chromebook in navy blue is $40 off, and that brings the price down to only $189.99. Wow. So I am very tempted to get this well-reviewed and in-stock in-store Chromebook.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. If you can get an HP DeskJet 3752 wireless all-in-one inkjet printer for only $19.99 with purchase of a laptop or desktop. However, that's a bad decision because that's an inkjet printer and the inkjet cartridges cost way more than the printer ever does. Spend $400 and get a laser instead. You'll thank me later.
There you go.
Anyway.
No, that's not, no, hey.
I'm really debating snagging one for CleverHost. I need Terminal. I need a web browser. That's really all I need to do CleverHost stuff. So very, very much debating dropping $200 and getting a C201
they say
or similar.
Up to 13 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Mileage may vary, but still, that's
of course. But
you'll have to let us. You'll have to let us know.
Yeah, I will definitely let you know. Alternatively, I could get an Acer Chromebook 11.6-inch with an Intel processor instead of the ROC chip RK3288 inside the Asus for $209. So these are normally the same price.
Yeah, it might be worth the extra couple of bucks.
I don't know.
Prorate it out over a few years, buddy.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so I'm enjoying my new CleverHost cell phone, that little Alcatel One Touch 10.52G I bought in Portugal last year for €20 on the Speakout Wireless Network, a.k.a. Rogers. But it's the Speakout Wireless is from 7-Eleven. It's an MVNO, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. And that's working out really well so far. And some big marketing pushes for both Olio and CleverHost this fall. And I wrote the word getting here, and I'm not sure.
I was
going to
wonder. I thought we were going to be, like, surprised, like last-minute news or breaking news or something.
No. I got a new mortgage. That was fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Attaboy. Attaboy. There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
And how about stuff on council?
Oh, council's going well. I had a council meeting Wednesday and approved all the things. And I got myself on the budget committee this year for the 2018 budget. Actually, what's great is that so I would consider myself a progressive conservative, generally speaking, not necessarily the party, but just in general, progressive on social issues, conservative on fiscal issues.
A classic red Tory, yes.
Yes, exactly. Or blue liberal, depending on your point of view.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So I don't like spending people's money if I don't have to, or even my own money if I don't have to.
Right.
Which flies in the face of getting a laptop when I already have multiple computers to do my thing, but you know.
That's different.
I'm also inconsistent, so that's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Regardless, myself and the other counselor that is also on the committee this year, whose name is John Brennan, he and I absolutely see eye to eye on things like this and on issues about transparency and things like that. So I'm very much looking forward to being on the committee with him because I think we'll have a lot of common ground in holding the line on some spending, unnecessary spending, or staff salary increases and things like that. So yeah, it'll I think it'll be fun. we'll see what happens.
Interesting to watch. We'll keep everyone informed here.
We'll have three during the business day meetings. So Brendan, there's your heads up. I'll make up the time. I always do.
We'll make sure he does. Not to worry. So
no.
You know.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. I also got some more wonderful honey from your horses.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to Farm Boy. They have it there. I ran out.
Oh, nice. So. He didn't tell me that. It's from Gaynor Homestead?
Yeah, they were at Farm Boy, if I recall.
Son of a gun.
That's where I got it. Because my wife got some at the last fleece show, because they had both there. They had
right.
the fleece and the honey. Is that a presentation he gave? And it's really good honey, so I got some more.
Nice.
And again, support local.
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay, I think we're about done. So don't forget to listen on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, Player FM. Didn't we say one other one now? iHeartRadio?
iHeartRadio, yes. You should be able to find us there.
You got to add the link for that. That's fine. See, Derek's taking care of as we speak. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Like us, follow us, all that good stuff. Or even send us an email at contact@canadiantechpodcast.ca. Or even go old school and tell a friend. We're about the only podcast that tells you that. Go old school. Tell a friend face to face. Go have a coffee. See someone you haven't seen.
And listen to the podcast while you do that.
And listen to the podcast while you do that. So I think that's it. That's it for this week. So for episode 129, my name is Stuart Clark.
My name is Derek Heineken Silva.
Thank you and be well.